ABC Radio Australia.
Now to New Caledonia, where its giant geckos are the latest sensation in the global pet trade. But conservationists warn their social media-fueled popularity is putting the endangered species at risk. Yasmin Wright-Gittins has this report.
Deep in the forests of New Caledonia lives a unique species of gecko.
The lesser rough-snouted gecko, it's actually a live-bearing gecko that's native to New Caledonia. It's a very rare species in captivity and very rare in the wild as well.
David Utrera is a gecko influencer. He's bred and looked after New Caledonian geckos for more than 15 years, and his YouTube page has more than 100,000 followers. He says in the last few years, there has been huge interest in New Caledonia's geckos.
There has been a big boom in interest, especially after COVID. Those COVID years were, we saw a big increase in sales for these animals. And I think it's partly because of social media and how easy and how docile they can be.
There are more than 60 native gecko species in New Caledonia, including the largest and some of the rarest gecko species in the world. And they are one of the hottest commodities in the exotic pet trade at the moment. They're targeted by poachers and sold for thousands of dollars online. Dr. Aaron Bauer is a professor of biology at Villanova University and says he's seen how the explosion in popularity online for the geckos has driven rapid poaching growth.
I had been contacted a number of years ago by the district attorney's office in Los Angeles, who found somebody coming into the U.S. who had, I think, 100 geckos sewn into the lining of their coat.
He says the practice of poaching these docile reptiles is putting them at risk.
I know for a fact that one of the species that I described a number of years ago, based on four specimens that occur in an incredibly tiny area of just a few hectares, they are now common in the pet trade. It is disturbing that an animal that we evaluated as being critically endangered, within a few years of discovering this, it was showing up in the pet trade. It gets out through word of mouth.
At the airport in New Caledonia's capital, Noumea, customs official Jislang says they've seen a surge in trafficking.
The trafficking of animals and vegetation across the world is exploding despite the Washington Convention. This form of trafficking represents $20 billion per year, according to Interpol. And at a national level, we have seen around a 30% increase in fraud involving animal species and vegetation.
In 2024, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature listed 75% of New Caledonia's assessed endemic geckos as threatened, noting that some species in particular were under pressure from poaching. At Noumea's Zoological Park, manager Marianne Bonzon says locals can unwittingly become complicit in the practice.
There was a video on social networks by some Americans explaining how and where to capture geckos that can only be found on one island. In fact, on the Isle of Pines, there are also people in the area who are accomplices to these people and who are unaware of the importance of protecting our heritage.
She's calling for greater education about the geckos and their value to the country.
That's a genetic heritage, a cultural heritage at every level, and it's important to take part in preserving and protecting it.
And hopes that in time, New Caledonian locals and international influencers will recognise the importance of protecting them.
It's a shame, but we're working on it and that's good. But it takes time. I find that it takes a few generations before we become aware, but we're getting there little by little.
That was Yasmin Wright-Gittins with that report.